Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Harmony Foundation podcast series. And I'm pleased today to be joined with Alyssa Overton, clinician at Harmony Foundation, who also works with our animal assisted therapy. Welcome, Alyssa.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you here. And we're so excited to have you on staff, you and Cooper both. And so we're going to talk a little bit today about this idea of animal assisted therapy because we know that it's a big deal. And many people typically think about it from the perspective of equine therapy. We're using it here at Harmony with currently your dog Cooper. So before we get into the details of what animal assisted therapy is, let's talk a minute about you and what got you into the field of addiction treatment. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I've always really had an interest in psychology. I did my undergrad actually in psychology as well, and then ended up getting my master's degree most recently in psychology and in specifically wilderness therapy. So I got into the field of addiction recovery work mostly because kind of in my life, I've known quite a few people who have struggled with addictions and then also came very close to potentially having to come to a recovery center myself and was in therapy at the time. And my therapist said, hey, you've got to get this under control or you're going to have to go get help for it. And so ultimately I just ended up kind of saying, all right, I need to take a step back in my life and I need to get this, you know, figured out and stopped drinking as often. Sometimes I don't really even drink at all anymore. So, so yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. And
so you were,
to get into this.
You were on the, when you look at addiction as a continuum, you were more on the abuse side, not quite at the addiction stage.
Yeah, I would say, so if you think about the way we classify substance use disorders, I'd probably classify with it at that time in my life during college with a severe use disorder, but I hadn't quite fit the loss of control yet. I still had control over it. I still kind of, I knew that I was, you know, I had problems with it and I was binge drinking a lot, like multiple days during the week, and then just kind of figured out like this isn't, I, you know, something's not right. I'm putting myself in all these hazardous situations. I'm, my life is taking a turn for the worse. I'm getting bad grades. Like what's going on? And so that, yeah. So when you think about it in that way, I always classify it as like that loss of control is when you know that you're full on into an addiction substance use disorder. And I wasn't quite there, but I came really close.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to get to the place where you could get the help that you needed so that you could make the difference that you're making today, which is so important. And part of that, of course, for us at Harmony is the fact that you have introduced this great concept here called animal assisted therapy. And so before we talk specifically about what you're doing here at Harmony, for those people that are listening, you know, you hear these different things about comfort animals versus, you know, animal assisted therapy and what the differences are between the two. And we have Cooper, your dog, here on campus, who is considered an assisted therapy dog. So what's the difference between the two of them? And what would you say has been sort of the most beneficial piece for Harmony in working with animal assisted therapy on campus?
So, a lot of people kind of confuse like, you know, comfort animals and emotional support animals and that kind of thing with a therapy dog. And they're like, oh, is that what it, is that what Cooper is? But what specifically animal assisted therapy is it's really, Cooper will actually work with me in session with clients. So we're working together kind of, more like, I guess you could say, Cooper's doing specific activities with the client in order to produce a certain result. So an example of that might be like if a client is struggling with impulse control, we'll do an activity working with Cooper that that kind of outlines somebody struggling with that. And so we'll gear that activity towards it and discuss, you know, how this is working for them and how to slow down and delay of gratification and what animals can teach us. Versus a comfort emotional support animal is going to be an animal that's really just, you know, helping somebody with some symptoms. So a lot of people with an emotional support animal have something like depression or anxiety, and they're not necessarily doing specific activities with their dog. They're just maybe petting them for comfort or bringing them places that give them anxiety. Or when they're struggling with depression, they can hug their dog, those kinds of things. And Cooper definitely is there for that too. But primarily one of the things I've really tried to do is if I'm working with a client individually or even we're doing groups, I want to actually have him be a participant in this therapeutic relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a little bit different.
That is very different. Mm-hmm. And actually a lot of people wouldn't know that because in the time that I've spent doing equine therapy, mm-hmm. you use the horses as a tool to help clients, and you actually use the horses more as a metaphor,
right?
In many cases,
totally.
And so it feels very much like what you're doing with Cooper mm-hmm. is helping him be a part of the clinical experience for the client. And it almost feels non-threatening for many folks because mm-hmm. animals are just, you know, unconditional, and mm-hmm. you know, everybody has almost everybody has great stories to say about having animals, and so
yeah.
that sounds like a really great modality for people who really don't necessarily want to do the talk therapy. Mm-hmm. but want to use the animals as a way to sort of buffer the anxiety around having to talk about their feelings.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, having Cooper in the room, I mean, we'll work with him as, you know, if somebody comes in with a lot of trauma, which happens, mm-hmm. Because, you know, a lot of substance use disorder stems from earlier young adult childhood type traumas that happen in people's lives. And so, you know, we'll actually have Cooper be kind of this container for some of the difficult emotions or stories that they've been through. And he can really, I mean, he knows mm-hmm. too. He'll walk up to clients and just put his head on them and mm-hmm. say like, "Hey, I'm here for you mm-hmm. and I love mm-hmm. you and it's going to be okay," mm-hmm. you know, even though you're talking about this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so he, you know, it's kind of cool to have kind of the involvement of a dog mm-hmm. in the room, mm-hmm. Doing actual activities.
Yeah. So. Well, so this actually brings to mind the search and rescue dogs that you hear mm. about that are taking on so much emotion and so much trauma mm-hmm. when they're looking for, you know, people who are lost. Does Cooper ever have that kind of experience when he's working with clients? And do you see a difference in his personality? Or is there things that you do to try to help reinforce him in a positive way, knowing mm-hmm. that he's dealing with some pretty heavy stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of the things that I always try to do, and I also have a background in equine therapy, so, mm-hmm. you know, I try to shift the way in which I'm working with Cooper, or any animal for that matter, and really try to, it's kind of like asking permission. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some days where I just know Cooper's burnout, mm-hmm. and I can see it because we get home, he's super energetic, he's running laps around the house, which he's a really mellow dog, mm-hmm. so that's not typical. Mm. And so when I see that kind of behavior, I tend to ask a friend or my neighbor, or I'll take him to doggy daycare for the day so that he can burn off some steam mm. and just be a dog for mm-hmm. a day. Mm-hmm. I call him his little dog days. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, he's got a dog day today. He's taking a day off.
That's good.
So
I think we all could use one of those.
I know. Well, uh-huh. I think about it, you know, as a human being, mm-hmm. I get overwhelmed. And being a therapist, you know, we do. We often take on a lot of people's stuff. And I thankfully have had a lot of training in how to let that go and how to do self-care. But for a dog that, you know, he's here, yes, at will, mm-hmm. but also I'm asking him to participate with these clients, and he doesn't really have, you know, a ton of choice on who he interacts with and what he's seeing and that sort of thing. And so I try to make sure that he is being well taken care of. So mm-hmm. if he's overwhelmed, I'll leave him in my office, give him a bone to mm-hmm. chew on, mm-hmm. and I'll go take care of something going on. Mm-hmm. Or I'll take him to the dog park midway through the day if I need to just help him relax and play and have fun.
That's great.
Because he's still a puppy, too. He's only a year and a half.
Right. Right.
So,
and obviously, yeah. you know, tremendously beneficial for our clients. People love mm-hmm. seeing him. He's just such a great addition to the Harmony community. Mm-hmm. So can you give me an example of an experience that you had with Cooper mm-hmm. And what it did for, not just for you, for the client specifically, mm-hmm. and just kind of speaking to sort of an illustration of the value of animal-assisted therapy, particularly mm-hmm. in a residential addiction treatment center?
Yeah. Is it cool if I give you two examples?
Sure, yeah.
Because one is more of kind of, because I say Cooper does animal-assisted activity, which is kind of like, you know, just a lot of therapy dogs are just brought to a facility and they interact with people, but they're not doing specific interventions. And then AAT, animal-assisted therapy, is more like him actually doing interventions with clients. So we do a combination of both. So I'll give you an example of each one.
Okay.
So one of them is, I had a client who came in and he had relapsed, and this is not the first time, and he came into Harmony and I saw him. I was in our health center and Cooper was laying on the carpet and the floor just taking a nap, mm-hmm. minding his own business, and this client came in, already knew Cooper, sees him, starts bawling, mm-hmm. gets down on the floor, and lays down with Cooper. Mm-hmm. And this is a client, I mean, he was inebriated, mm-hmm. he'd just been admitted, and he is just bawling. He told Cooper everything about why he relapsed, wow. how he relapsed, mm-hmm. how he got here, why he wants to be here, how mm-hmm. thankful he was for Cooper to be a non-judgmental,
oh my goodness.
You know, like little, wow. yeah, friend for him. Mm-hmm. And the day that he left, you know, several weeks later, this client, I ran into him. He sat on the couch next to Cooper, mm-hmm. of course. Cooper mm-hmm. likes to sit next to people and snuggle. mm-hmm. And he sits on the couch and he just grabbed onto Cooper and started bawling. Mm. And he looks at me and I just asked him, you know, are you all right? And he said, I'm so good. He's like, I can't tell you. Cooper saved my life. Mm. You know, that day I came in and I was really struggling and I felt like such a failure. And Cooper just made me feel like I wasn't a failure in my mm. life.
Wow.
And then mm-hmm. I got teary-eyed.
Yes. Who wouldn't?
I know, right? And I'm like, oh, uh-huh. I need to take a moment because yeah. that was really sweet so and powerful. And, mm-hmm. you know, and that, like, yeah, we as human beings have that impact, but to have an animal have that impact. And, mm-hmm. and Cooper's just there, you know, mm-hmm. he's just there and mm-hmm. he's just loving on people. Mm-hmm. And to have that experience, I mean, that can turn somebody's treatment around.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds like for this particular client, I mean, it did. Mm-hmm. It made all the difference in the world. Every time he saw Cooper, he got really excited mm-hmm. and just was so grateful. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of an animal-assisted activity mm-hmm. Example and an AAT, animal-assisted therapy example. Mm-hmm. I had a client, this is a long time ago, actually when I was still an intern here mm-hmm. at Harmony, because mm-hmm. I was an intern before I was a full-time staff member, and there was this client who I just had the hardest time. He had very much social anxiety, had a really difficult time opening up. He wouldn't look me in the eyes, and so I just decided, screw it with my agenda. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. You know, why don't we just interact with Cooper? Mm-hmm. So every time we'd come in, we'd sit on the floor with Cooper, and I'd say, yeah, what do you want to teach him a new trick? And this client would say, yeah, of course. I'd say, okay. So we would try to teach Cooper how to put a treat on his nose and wait mm-hmm. and then allow him to get it. You know, yeah. kind of that, it's really difficult for dogs.
Yes.
So, I mean, this was the entire month that he was here in treatment. And we spent it trying to figure out how to get Cooper to do this. So mm-hmm. I just let this client do it. And when you do that, you know, you start to see, so that's a really good cognitive behavioral therapy technique because you're asking this client to do something that may or may not be possible. And so it automatically brings up somebody's core beliefs. Mm. So for this client, it was bringing up his beliefs of, I'm always, always, always a failure. Mm. I'm never good enough. I'm always a failure. Mm-hmm. So that's like his two beliefs that he held in the world, and that's why he had a hard time interacting with other people. So we would work on that every day, and we'd talk about, you know, is that really true that you're a failure? Or maybe it's just hard for Cooper to learn this trick, mm. you know, and different things. And finally, the last session, this client had told me the previous one, I just can't do it. And I was like, well, come back in. We'll have our final session. We'll see what happens. He comes in. He looks at me, and he's like, I'm doing this. Sits down on the floor with Cooper and gets him to do the trick.
Nice.
He got him to do it first yeah. try.
Uh-huh.
This client just, I mean, one of the first times ever, looks up at me mm-hmm. in my eyes and is like, I'm not a failure. I did it.
Wow.
And, you know, I mean, that, yeah, you can have those interactions mm-hmm. With people one-on-one and in a therapeutic relationship. But when there's another being, mm-hmm. an animal involved like Cooper, you know, I mean, that message hits so much deeper mm-hmm. from what I see. And so I really feel like, because one of the reasons he would use was because of his anxiety socially, mm-hmm. this client. And so, you know, it may not have been the end-all, be-all for mm-hmm. him, and I don't think it was, but I think that was a huge stride in his recovery mm-hmm. and realizing, I mean, he'll carry that with him. He'll look back on that moment and be like, okay, well, maybe I'm not as much of a failure as I think I am. Mm-hmm. and that the weight of that statement in his own mind is going to have less of an effect mm-hmm. on him internally.
And he worked the process through the entire thing.
Through the whole thing.
And stuck with it. I mean, yeah. a lot of people would have just given up.
Yeah, oh, he tried.
He continued.
Yeah, he tried. He would say, I can't do this. And mm-hmm. and I would say, well, let's give it one more try. Every mm-hmm. time, one more try, mm-hmm. you know. And mm-hmm. and we'd get so close, mm-hmm. but just not quite, you know. Mm-hmm. And Cooper just couldn't quite learn it. And mm-hmm. then this last time, it was like, he got it.
That's so great. What a great story.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And thank you again for taking the time to be a part of the Harmony mm-hmm. community. We've been so fortunate to have you join the team, both you and Cooper. And,
absolutely.
And what would you suggest for people if they wanted to learn more about animal-assisted therapy? Where could they go to learn more?
So there's several different places that you can go to learn more. One of them would be go online and Google Therapy Dog International. Mm-hmm. They do kind of a big comprehensive look at what, you know, therapy dogs are and how we would work with them with clients and in various settings if they're interested in training their dog that way. I'm trying to think. There's several other different places, and I'm not thinking specifically. I think, oh, one of them is called HABRI, so mm-hmm. HABRI, mm-hmm. And it's a research institute that looks at the human-animal bond, mm-hmm. And so that doesn't just look at, you know, work with dogs, but it does talk a lot about canine-assisted therapy specifically, and equine really specifically as well, mm-hmm. and so that is a very good resource for research, mm-hmm. and then also for people who are wanting to know more about like actual interventions mm-hmm. for animal-assisted therapy. And then my encouragement is just Google what mm-hmm. is animal-assisted therapy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of newer. Mm-hmm. It's newer in the sense that, I mean, we've had therapy animals for a long, long time, mm-hmm. and especially with dogs and horses, like I've said. But it has only been since recent that they've really started actually doing interventions with especially dogs, mm-hmm. And starting to find that research really supports the use of animals as a therapeutic kind of tool. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Although I hate saying tool because I, you know, Cooper is more than a tool yeah. to me, but, mm-hmm. but yeah, so I would just suggest Google.
Sounds good.
Cause there's so much information and it's still a new thing and mm-hmm. there's always new articles being put out there about it. So.
Well, your information has been crazy helpful. Thanks so much
yeah.
for your time today. Really
yeah,
appreciate it. And for those that are listening, we invite you to visit us at HarmonyFoundationInc.com and to learn more about what we do here at Harmony, or if you know someone that needs access to treatment right away, we invite you to give us a call at 866-686-4697.